Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 2, and so far we have seen that in the beginning Sanjaya said that after seeing the Arjuna's condition, Madhusudan said the following words to Arjuna. And then we have seen what Bhagwan said to him. Bhagwan was not encouraging him to give up, but said, where does this un-Aryan-like behavior come upon you? This impotency of mind, this feebleness of mind, the fickleness of mind. Because un-Aryan, uncivilized, is what I say. That unprofessional behavior, as we would call it. So in a show business, you would say, show must go on, no matter what. I had my personal experience. I was in a drama in Zambia, and we had been performing this drama for the fundraising for a Charodar Patidar Samaj. We have taken our drama to another town called Andola. And while I was just about to go on the stage, somebody came and told me that my uncle in Lusaka, with whom we were staying, has passed away of a heart attack. And obviously I was kind of torn what I'm supposed to do now. And the guy who was the leader of the group, the director, came to me and said, Neil, you need to go and deliver your dialogue. Once you are done, we will not even wait till the drama is over. We'll arrange for you to go to Lusaka right after you deliver your part and go. So I had no choice but to go deliver my part and come back. And then obviously whatever I needed to do. But the show must go on. That is the professionalism. That's your training. That's, Arjuna, your training all your life. That no matter what your personal emotional state is, but when you are put up in a situation where you perform your duties, you must perform your duties. We also heard great examples like Sardar Patel, that when he was fighting a case in a court, somebody came and delivered a little note to him. He looked at the note, read it, folded back, and continued arguing the case. And after his case was done or his part was done, somebody said, what was in the note? And he said, the note said, my wife died. But he did not let anybody know what was in the note while he was performing his duty. So that's the professionalism. That is what your training is. A normal person may break down, but a professional doesn't. A normal person may break down, but one who is trained in his dharma does not have that choice given to him. Otherwise, he is not a professional. He is not the trained person. He is not civilized one. That's your civilization. The Sanatana Dharma tells you performing your duty is your utmost responsibility. And here, Arjuna, you are breaking down because you are identifying with your ego. Emotions are nothing but outcome of your identification with your ego. Right now, you are identified with your ego and now saying, that's my guru, that's my great-grandfather. If you're not identified with ego, you'll identify with the cause, which is this war, for all practical purpose, is war between the people who are having that the rule of adharma, presided over by Shakuni, implemented by Duryodhan, and ignored by Dhritarashtra. That has to stop. This was the conclusion after all this negotiation, that this rule of adharma has to be stopped and the rule of dharma should be established in this land. That's the cause that the war is all about. You are not identifying with the cause, you are identifying with your ego. My uncle, my cousin. The same problem Bhishma and Drona do not have, whom you consider to be the great people. They don't have this ego saying, we are fighting against my grandsons, Arjun, Yudhishthira, and Bhima, whom I love. They are identified with the cause. Our job is to protect the throne of Hastinapur. The glory of Hastinapur should be protected. That's our job. Whoever is threatening that, we'll fight that. So they don't have that problem because they're not identifying with the ego, but their own cause. Right or wrong, but they identify the cause. The Bhagavan said, where does this importance of your mind come upon you? We are forgetting all your training. All the time, all your teachers and your grandfather taught you what is important. They hold on to your duties as fast as you can, and you will do the right thing. But Arjuna doesn't seem to be yet completely convinced by this rebuke. He still has his doubts, and he still can't gather himself up. So he continues making the argument. So verse 4, Arjuna Vacha, he says, Katham Bhismam Aham Sankhe Dronam Cha Madhusudana Ishubhi Pratiyotsyami Pujarha Varisudana. These people are worthy of worship. I understand your argument that it is my duty to fight this war. But these are the people, the Bhishma and Drona, they are worthy to be worshipped by me. Not me, you know, sending arrows to them. So how am I going to fight this battle by sending arrows to them to kill them? That's my dilemma right now, Arjuna says. I understand it's my duty, but I can't see myself shooting arrows at Drona and Bhishma. Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan Sreyo Bhoktum Bhiksham Apihaloke. Now he is putting down at what level he is willing to live. That I understand this war is to be fought, but I can't see myself fighting this battle. And not that I'm not aware of the consequences. I'm aware of the consequences that if we don't fight this war, they will probably upper hand. They may put me in a situation which I have not even thought of right now. I mean, they have done everything else before. Maybe I will be completely in a situation where I have no control over my life. So I may be a beggar. You'll be homeless. You know, we sometimes, you know, threaten our children, say, if you don't do this, you'll be homeless. Do you know? So study hard. So we take the extreme example to threaten them. And Arjuna says, I'm even willing to go that low in my life. I'm a prince. I've lived a princely life. But I'm willing to live a life of a beggar. So, Gurun Ahatva, instead of killing my guru, this is how a great a conflict I have in my mind. How can I kill my guru? So, instead of killing my guru, Gurun Ahatva hi Mahanubhavan, these teachers of mine are great people. They are the foundation of our dharma. They are the one with dharma which you are trying to protect. They are the ones who are the foundation of this dharma in this land. They establish the rule of dharma. What is dharma is established by them. They are the Mahanubhavan. Instead of killing those who are the foundation of this society, I would rather live a life of a beggar. Shreyo Bhaktum Bhiksham Apihaloke. In this world, it is better for me to live a life of a beggar than killing the people who are the foundation of this society. Hatva Arthakamanstu Guru Nyaiva Bhunjiya Bhogan Rudhira Pradigdhan. But if I kill them, for whatever reason I get motivated and I fight this battle and I kill them, the enjoyment, the gain we will get will be tainted with their blood. I will never be able to enjoy them. I'll always remember that I got this by killing my teachers. I got this kingdom by killing my great-grandfather. So there will be a huge emotional burden on me. And I'm not sure that I'm ready to face life with that burden. So I would rather not do that. This is my position, I'm telling you, Krishna, that I'm at a point where I do not think I'll be able to leave after I fight this battle and kill my teachers. So he's putting his case forward from his perspective, making everything clear to Krishna at what level he has gone down in his emotional state, where He thinks still not fighting the battle is still a right thing. Nachet idmaha katarat nagariyaha yadva jayema yadivano jayayuho. I can't figure out katarat, which one is better. Having to conquer them or getting conquered by them. So up till now we were seeing more an emotional imbalance in Arjuna. Now he is admitting that his intellect is not capable to make this decision. Up till now, till this idea came in mind that oh, I have to kill these people, I was completely clear, I need to win this war. So my intellect was very clear, what is right, what is wrong. These people are doing injustice. I need to set the score correct. We have the power. I have the strength. I need to win this battle. Now it doesn't make any sense. And we had been discussing in Vedanta that intellect is nothing but a memory bank from your past experiences. And whatever the mind gives the information of the current situation, mind and senses, intellect makes a right decision based on the information stored in there that in this situation, this is right. Should I go out and get a cup of coffee right now or my intellects were right now, you're in a class, Neil, you shouldn't be doing that. Very simple. During class, you don't get up and get a cup of coffee. So intellect has a memory of what is right and wrong in the based on past experience. Mind says what the situation is all around you. Intellect makes a decision and you act accordingly. Arjuna says, my emotions are so shattered. My intellect does not have any guidance for me. There is no guidance, there is no experience in my past which resembles anything similar to what I'm experiencing right now. Because intellect can only guide you based on the experiences I have. I had gone through a similar experience. That's why we go to some new places. I have attended, you know, the prayer service or funeral services of some of my professional colleagues, and I went to one of the Catholic services where one of my contract friend died. And everybody was going down to that, who were the priest standing, then he gives this little patasa. And I was completely lost what I'm supposed to do here. I'm not a Catholic. Should I be just in a line just going to them or get out of line and do something else? And finally somebody figured out my dilemma. So he came to me and said, no, you come this way. And he, instead of putting in your mouth, he gives something in my hand and says, go away. Because there was no experience in my life where I can decide this is right or that is wrong. It is completely new experience. Arjuna said, this is completely new for me. I have fought people in my life. I have tolerated injustices. And then decided what is right or wrong. But this is completely new. Now I am standing in front of the people who are guiding me to kill them, to throw arrows at them. The same art which they taught me, I'm going to throw against them. Which according to my training, you respect your elders. In our training, even the elders are not right, we still respect them. You don't go against them. Well, this is all completely new to me, and therefore I do not know whether it is right for me to conquer them or let them conquer me. Nachet vidmaha katarat nagariyaha yadva jayema yadivano jayayuhu yane vahatva na jiji vishamaha. After killing them, I have no desire to live. How can I bear rest of my life that I am the cause for the death of these people? It's like I obviously had just gone through my mother's. In spite of all this thing, I still keep coming back and saying, had I not gone to India, had I not taken her to this trip, my mother would have been still alive. Because you associate yourself with the outcome and what your role was in that. But in the other sense, it was all meant to be. I didn't plan that we will have a car accident. I had been there so many times before with the same driver. So many trips we have taken. So my intellect can only say from my memories that going with this driver in this car is not going to be a problem. Now my experience will be different. That's the reason when Meena first called me and said, "This something not right in your voice." I said, "Yeah, let me tell you. My brother in a hospital, my mother in a hospital. I was just not telling you." "So what happened?" I said, "They fell down somehow." I didn't tell them that it was the car accident I was in. Because I knew the first thing she would say is, "You are not going in a car again. Only way I can go back to Surat, to Mumbai airport, is by renting a car and go. There is no really a good way to go from Surat to Mumbai." So I say, at least if I don't tell her that I was in a car accident, she will not associate that with me going back to Mumbai. So I only tell her when I just landed here, and she says, "So what happened?" I say, "Let me tell you what happened." Till that time, she thought it was a scooter accident or whatever. Because in my memory, there was no association with my car trip and such a bad accident. Now it's a different story. Now I probably be a little more careful, may tell, whatever it is. So here he says, "I really don't have any memory of experiencing something like that. And let's assume that we go through this and this happens. I won't have any desire to leave after that, but I'll be living with that guilt all my life that I was the cause for killing my teacher and my grandfather." Yane vahatvana jiji visamaha te avasthita pramukhe dhartrarashtraha. After killing whom, I have no desire to live, those dhartrarashtraha, dhritarashtra's putras are standing in front of me. That's my dilemma, Bhagavan. You tell me. In the next few verses, we will see Arjuna's surrender.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.